And we're learning, we're up to Revi'i, Perek Yud Dalet. Barim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. You are children to Hashem Loisis Goydidu V'Loisos Simu Karcha Bein Einechem Lo Meis. What does this mean? So Loisis Goydidu means do not gash yourself. Do not make incisions in your body. Right? Do not make incisions, cuts. And V'Loisos Simu, do not set a Karcha, a bald spot, between your eyes, lames over the dead. And what is, let's see over here, Rashi. Rashi over here says in Pasuk Aleph, lois iskaidu lois sitnu gedida viseret bibsachem alames. Do not put a gedida, means a gash, viseret, a scratch, bibsachem, in your flesh, alames, over the dead. Kiderech sheho emarim oisim, like what the emarim do, lefi sheatem bonav shalmakim, you are the children of Hashem, viatem, you are it's feeling you should be beautiful. Not gash, not with cuts on your body, and not with a bald spot. So Rashi says the title of this is to make a cut in your flesh, and this is what the Emorim did when someone died. They cut themselves, and it's not proper because we are the children of Hashem, and we should be beautiful. And a person has a cut in their flesh or has a bald spot, it is ugly. Then it says, Bein Einechem, between your eyes, Eilu Eitzel HaPadachas, this means near the forehead. Uvemokim Acheruhu Oimer, Velo Yikruhu Karcha Biroisham, do not make a bald spot on your head. La'asois Kol Horoish Kibein Hoinai. So Rashi makes a drasha, and Rashi says, Mokim Acheruhu refers to, do not make a bald spot on your entire roish. So here it says between your eyes, and there it says between on your roish. Last says kol haroish kibein huinayim, which expands the scope. This really needs a little bit of explanation. What this means over here, I don't know what this means exactly, but over here he's basically putting out a contradiction. In one place it says do not make a gash between your eyes. One place it says the entire head. So there it's coming to expand that the entire head has the same halach like between the eyes. And over, if a person dies and in his frustration he wants to go pull out here, even though it says over here in this pasuk, do not make a bald spot between your eyes, which means the hair on the front of your head, the same halach will apply, not to make a bald spot anywhere over your entire head. Now let's see the Targum. The Targum says, Benin atun kodem Hashem el-elo kachoyin, lo tis hom mun. So here he says an interesting word, which we have to really see what this word means. Lo tis hom mun, v'lo sishavoin merat bein einechoin al nis. Okay, let's see over here right away what it says over here in the commentator, which you do not have. I'm going to read. Over here we have a lot of stuff over here. Pasuk over here says, tis hom mun, v'chein v'yiskoididu k'mishvotam b'charvois, targum is an azil v'is chamamu, v'chein oid. Okay, so it seems over here is that it seems it could very well be that there is a difference, a machlokes between Tar, Rashi, and Ungalis as to the meaning of the word tiskoididu. Whereas Rashi makes it very clear that it means a gash, it means a seret, a cut, to take a knife and to make an incision in your flesh. The Targum seems to say that it means not make a blemish. A blemish. Now, a blemish is a much more expansive word. A blemish can mean anything. Any type of blemish a person does to his body in frustration for being in Avelus, any type of blemish. It's a much more expansive term. That's what it would seem the Targum says, and that's probably why Rashi came to comment and disagree. Rashi over here is always coming to disagree with the Targum. He said over here that does not mean a cut, but it does not mean a blemish, but it means a seret. All right, the next word over here it says do not make a merat. Targum korcha merat kolosh nakosav ishki mard roshoki. Then it seems that he agrees. It means do not make a bald spot. Okay, good. Let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk base ki am kodesh ato laHashem elokecha. You are a holy nation, Hashem. Uvuchan you bochar Hashem liyoslo laam sigula. Hashem selected you. Hashem selected to be an am sigula mikolu amim ashot meyo adama. You have been selected to be a holy nation. Therefore, do not do these things. What does Rashi over here say? Pasuk Beis Ki Am Kadosh Ata Kiddushas Atzmecha Me'Avisecha Ve'Oid Uvecha Bachar Hashem. This is a very beautiful Rashi. Rashi over here is telling over here that there's a double kedusha. The Jewish people have a kedusha because Zuchus Avos, and they have kedusha their own sanctity, and that's how he learns from the pasuk. Ki Am Kadosh Ata LaHashem Elokecha. Period. That's the first part of the pasuk, and according to Rashi, that means that your sanctity is derived from your forefathers. You are meyuchasim. You're saying you are children of Hashem. You come. That's the one. The banim. Well, no, I can't. But maybe that would be banim atem Hashem lokechem. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe he's coming to the Taish. Is what it says. You are banim. You are banim of the avos. See, what does that mean exactly? See, this is very interesting. Kedushas atzmecha me'avosecha ve'oid uvicha bochar Hashem. See, let's see the Targum. We're going to come back to try to explain this. It's very interesting. Pasuk Beis in the Targum. Arei am kadish at kodam Hashem elokach uvicha uvachan yu isri Hashem desired. The word isri Hashem l'mihave le to be for him la'am chabiv, a precious nation, Nikol Amamaya, from all the nations, the Alp Ape Ara. Let's see over here in the parish, there's not much. Now, I want to make a suggestion based on what Rashi says, and this occurred, this is something which is new, and that is when it says Bonim.
Rabbi,
yes, I'm listening.
I don't understand why so much time and space is devoted to a Goyish Minhag.
So it must be that, see, that's, Rashi, you see, Rashi will be later in the parasha, when the parasha talks about blood, talks about do not drink blood. So Rashi, later in the parasha, says, what's this thing about blood? Don't drink blood. There are many prohibitions, do not drink blood. The average person today would find it disgusting to drink blood. So why does it have to be so many prohibitions, blood, 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 don't drink the blood? So Rashi says two perushim that are 180 degrees apart. Rashi's first interpretation is that basically we don't understand. It's very interesting, Rashi, we'll have to see later on, is that we don't understand the culture. The people that came out of Mitzrayim, they were bloodthirsty people. It was something that people did during that time. It was a delicacy. It was just something which people were very attached to. And and for us, it's impossible for us to understand because we didn't live, we don't live during that time. And it was a very big nisoyon, it was a very big test. And that's why the Torah has to go over, emphasize, don't do this. And then Rashi says, the second shot, you're right. It's disgusting. No one would want to ever do this. And the pasuk is coming to tell you, ma'adoch, when it comes to something, which anyway you would never do. Hashem is promising you enormous reward. How much more so when it comes to averos that people want to do and have a very hard time dealing with, for example, money, mammon and arayos. So how much more so will Hashem give you reward? But what do you learn from Rashi? Rashi goes 180 degrees and he starts up by telling us, yeah, people really had a very great urge to drink blood. And they had to be told and controlled, don't drink blood. And then Rashi says just the opposite. No one would even think of doing this. So what do you get from that? Is that we didn't live during their time. And it was something that was so widespread and so common that it was a very great urge to do this when a person died, is to make a bald spot or to make a cut in their flesh. I don't know. I really don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Your question is much greater than any possible answer I can know. I know, and I don't know. You're making a good point. There was some need people had to do this. I don't know. Now, by the way, over here it says in the pasuk, the simple meaning is Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, you are children. What does that mean? What is that word children? It's a very dangerous thing to say that a person, a human being, is a child of God. We know that the Goyim, you know that the Christians, that's the whole religion. Okay, the whole religion, Immaculate Conception, Hello? Yeah, I'm sorry. I think the internet went out.
Recording in progress.
Hello? Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I think the internet went out. Okay, I don't know what happened. Internet went out for a second. Now, this idea that Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem, it's a very dangerous idea to say that you're a child of God. Okay, by the Christians, you know, that's where all the problems start. No such thing. So what does it mean that you are children? So it's a metaphor. Hashem cares about you. Hashem loves you. It's like your children. It's a very dangerous concept. And in fact, interesting that we are children. Who else are children of Hashem? So it says, and there are many psukim, the angels, the Malachi Hashareis they're called the Bnei Elokim. The Malachi Hashareis are called also the children of God, the Bnei Elokim. We have an advantage over the Malachi Hashareis in that we are called Bnei Bechori Yisrael. We're called Hashem's firstborn. The angels are called Banim, and we are called Banim. We're both called, but if you have two sets of Banim, which one is the firstborn? So the Pasuk says, Bnei Bechori Yisrael. So this Pasuk has to be viewed together with the Pasuk that says, Bnei Bechori Yisrael, and the Pasuk that says that the Malachi Hashareis are called the Bnei Elokim. However, Rashi here, if I'm not mistaken, seems to be saying something which is a little bit different. And that is, Rashi seems to be saying that when we're called Bonim, it doesn't mean we're the children of Hashem. We are the children of the people whom Hashem loves, who has a very special relationship with. Who are we referring to? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are people whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved. They're not Hashem's children. They're human beings. Hashem created them, and they were great people, and Hashem gave them promises that they will have a nation, and they're the Am HaNifchar. We are the Bonim of those people whom Hashem has selected. That's what it means here in the Pasuk. Bonim atem laHashem Elokeichem. You are the Bonim of the great people of this world who Hashem loved and Hashem cherishes. If you stop someone on the street and you ask them the simple pshat in the Pasuk, what does it mean in the Pasuk? When the Pasuk says Bonim atem, everyone knows that Pasuk. It's Shogu b'fif. Everyone knows the Pasuk. Bonim atem laHashem Elokeichem. You are Bonim to Hashem. And they'll tell you, Bonim Hashem Elokeichem, it means that we, Klal Yisrael, figuratively speaking, we are beloved by Hashem. So we are like the children of Hashem. I think that's what the average person would say. From Rashi, it appears that's not what it means. It means you are the children of the people whom Hashem cherishes. And therefore, we have Zuchus Avos. And in addition to the Zuchus Avos, we also have our own merits. Isn't that what Rashi here is saying? Rashi over here in this passage when it says, Ki am kodesh atu Hashem Elokecha, Rashi says, Kidushas atzmecha me'avosecha, your Kedusha comes from your forefathers. That's the Bonim. And then when the Pasuk continues, Uvicho b'chor Hashem liyos lo, la'am segula mikol l'chamim asha p'nei ha'adama, v'oid uvicho b'chor Hashem. Okay? That appears to be something interesting. It was kedai to come tonight, at least to me, just for that alone. That is a Rebbe Chiddush. Okay, now let's go now here, an insight, a daher in the Rashi. Now let's go to the next pasuk over here. It says, "Loisach kol tov." Now we go to pasuk gimel. Loisach kol tov. Do not eat any abomination. Now, what does that mean? Let's see. What does it say in Rashi? Lo kol tov. Kol she to'avti l'cha kigoyin tzaram oizen b'char kidei l'shechta b'medina haray dover she to'avti l'cha kol mum lo yebo ubav limad kan shlo yishchat V'yoychal al oisa hamon. Bishel basa b'cholof. Harei davar sheto afti l'cha. Hizrakan al achilasei. So here Rashi is telling us to read the pasuk not like the simple translation of the pasuk. Simple translation of the pasuk is do not eat anything which is an abomination. Period. So what is an abomination? What would you say an abomination is? I would say it's shrotzim. It's chazer. It's non-kosher animals. Chelev. Anything that is categorically forbidden, don't eat. Don't eat shirotzim, don't drink blood, don't eat chelev, do not eat non-kosher birds, non-kosher meat, non-kosher fish. That's called an abomination. Really? Is that called an abomination? Just because an animal is not kosher, is that called a to'eva? Really? Just because blood is a to'eva, it would appear that Rashi did not like that translation, did not agree, even though Torah told you don't eat this piece of meat, don't eat this animal. Just because the Torah told you don't eat it doesn't necessarily mean that it's an abomination. And no, an abomination is a very, very powerful word. It's a very strong word. So Rashi appears to disagree. That's not what it means. So what then does it mean? L'tzeichal kol to'eva. So Rashi says what it means is anything that really is permitted, but I told you don't do it. That is what I'm telling you not to eat. And he gives two examples. Let's do the second example first. Basar b'cholav. There is absolutely nothing wrong with basar. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with cholov. The Torah told you, just don't cook them together. There's nothing wrong with them. Basar, you can eat all the basar you want. You can drink all the milk you want. Nothing is wrong with them. You can't call it an abomination. But the Torah told you, don't cook them together. So by telling you, don't cook them together, and if you now go and cook it together, you have created a prohibition. This is something, it's your creation. This is what I'm giving you a warning, do not eat. So in other words, whenever a person eats basar b'cholav, according to Rashi, not only is he in violation of the Isser Deraisa of don't eat basar b'cholav, he's also in violation of this specific pasuk. Second example, let's say a person has in his possession a firstborn animal, and you give it to the Kohen. And there's no Beis HaMikdash. So what is the halacha? The Kohen, what does the Kohen do with the firstborn animal? He has to bring the animal as a korban. A bechor has to be brought as a korban. But what happens if the animal gets a blemish? Then you can eat it. So Bizman Hazeh, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, if it happens that a Jew owns an animal and it gives it to the Kohen, and the Kohen now wants to eat it, he has to wait until it naturally develops a blemish on its own. It is categorically forbidden for a Kohen to inflict a blemish in an animal so that he can eat it. So what happens if the Kohen goes ahead and he's impatient and he deliberately inflicts a blemish in the animal, deliberately makes a blemish in the animal so he can eat it? He has done an iser deraisa of inflicting a blemish in the animal. Now, I did an Aveira. Okay. Now I want to eat it. So now it kicks in, Lo soichal kol to'eva. There's nothing wrong with the animal. If the animal would have gotten a blemish on its own, you would be allowed to eat it. But you went and you inflicted the blemish prematurely. You did an Aveira. By you doing the Aveira, this animal now becomes an abomination to Hashem because you are in violation of what I told you not to do. It's a much different type of halacha. Let's see the Rashi again inside. It's a very important halacha. Kol to'eva. Kol anything sheto afti lucha. Anything which I made disgusting to you. What does that mean, I made disgusting? Not because it is inherently disgusting, but rather kugoin, Let us say a person has in his possession a firstborn animal that does not have a blemish, and there's no Beis HaMikdash, so he can't bring this as a karban. So the only way he can eat this animal is if the animal on its own goes out into the field and runs around and gets injured and develops a blemish. But the owner of the animal is impatient. He wants to eat the animal now. So he goes and picks up a knife and he makes a cut. He is tsaram. He makes a wound in the ozen, the ear of a bukhar. Why? Oh, look, it has a blemish. Now that it has a blemish, I'm allowed to eat this right away. Kidei, so that, l'shoychatoi, so he can slaughter it, ba'medina, in, out, ba'medina here means outside the Beis HaMikdash, as a not karban. Harei dover she'to'avti l'cha. This is something which I have made a to'eva to you. Don't engage in this behavior of inflicting a blemish. As it says in the pasuk, "Kol mum lo yihyeh bo, ubo v'limei kan." The pasuk is coming to teach you, "Shelo yishchat." Do not, now that you put a blemish, don't take advantage and slaughter it and eat it. It's a to'eva. "Shelo yishchat v'yichal al oisei hamon." Another example: "Bishel basar b'cholav." Let's say a person, he cooks meat and milk. "Harei davar she'to'avti l'cha." I told you not to do this, and you did it. Now the pasuk is telling you another prohibition. Hizir kan al achilasa. Okay, what does it say in the targum? Targum, pasuk gimel says lo techol kol dim rachak. Do not eat anything that is dim rachak. Okay, this is a gold mine, because the targum is translating the word a toeva as something that is distant. So what does that mean? So over here, I'm reading over here what it says over here in the comment over here in the side of the page. Side of the page. It says over here, Dane. Let's see, Pasuk Gimel. Would you believe it? There's no commentary over here. I cannot believe this. Something so basic. You know, he doesn't want to get involved. Okay, it's a very interesting thing. Don't eat anything that is distant. To'eva, that's how he teaches the word to'eva, is distant. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. How could it be that it doesn't explain here? It doesn't explain? I don't know. I guess not. I don't know. We have to go look into another sefer to see what this means. All right, let's now read the next pasuk. Pasuk Dalet. Zois ha'beimah sher tuchel. Shor sei ki savim v'sei izim. I'm sorry, I didn't read correctly. This is the animal which you can eat. An ox and a say kiss of him, the say izim. The word say is repeated twice. There is the keves family and there is the ace family. And a say usually means a baby of each family. Let's see here in the Halakha Rashi. No Rashi on this pasuk. Is there Rashi on this pasuk? No, there's no real Rashi on this pasuk. Let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum pasuk Dalit. Says, Dein Bira, this is the animal, this Seichlon. Toirin, axin, okay, that's an axe. Ashar includes the entire cattle. So that includes an egel, a baby shar, all the way through an adult shar. And then it says a toirin, imrin, dirachlin, ugidin, diizin. So he says a sheep he calls a sei kisavim, he calls an imrin of the rachalin. A sheep is called a rachalin, and a sei he calls a gidi diizin. Now let's see the commentator over here. The commentator, he has a lot of stuff here. Okay, Dane. Dane, he says, means this. Tzarachim shetargum b'ira b'loshon zocha dane. Okay, he goes zocha nekeva. Abhem shuch targum loshon keva. Okay, that we're not going to do. We never do that stuff. Loshon zocha loshon keva. Toirin aksin. Now kol b'loshon rabin. Kimishpah b'loshon rabin. Okay, kimishpah b'loshon rami. Abel kamon togegim elvis v'yachmar b'loshon yachid. Okay, v'yashamash b'hemes. Hagdara Tuma Vatahara Toli in the Sub Shomil and other Vice President of the Chayus Tom the Min, the Visa Mishar, Shein Siva Satar, Shein Min Mishar. All right, this we're not going to do. He has two things here which I always skip. He loves to darshan here about Zohar and Akeva, and he loves to darshan about Yochid V'Rabim. I apologize, but that turns me off because it's just too technical. The limited time that we have here, let's focus on the meat and potatoes. He spends a lot of time in this sefer analyzing why the Targum translates certain words B'lashon Zohar or B'lashon Akeva, contradictions, v'chulu v'chulu, and why he changes from Yochid to Rabim, Rabim to Yochid. That's one of his pet peeves that goes through the entire commentary. Whenever I come to one of those things, I just skip it. Now, Imrin, now we go to the meat and potatoes. Imrin, Imar hu Targum shel Seh, v'gam Targum shel Keves, v'shel Keseh, v'shel Keseh, v'chol Mokrin. Alright, I don't know what he's saying over here. I know nobody's saying over here. At least we should appreciate this point. That in the Torah, the word say is used in connection with a keves and a kesef, and it's used also in connection with an eitz. Now, a goat and a sheep are completely different animals that have nothing in common. A sheep is a sheep and a goat is a goat. Hayilchud v'hayilchud. They have nothing in connection, nothing in common with an angel. Now, in these categories of sheep, there are babies and there are adults. When a sheep is an adult, it's called a rochel. And a female is called a rechela. Or it's called a keves. Keves. No, keves probably is the whole spectrum. And a goat. So and they a sheep. Say kivos kisavim v'say izim. A kesev. I think is a sheep which includes from a baby to an adult. And an izim is a term which also means from a baby to an adult. Now, both of them, we use the word say. When you put the word say in front of the word keves, or the word say in front of the word izim, it means a baby. When you say stam keves or kesev, it really refers to an adult. And an adult is called a rochel or a rechela. An adult goat is called an ayil or an ayala. There's an ayil and an ayala. Those are adult goats. So the eis is the name of the min, the species. The keves is the name of the species. But when it's a baby, we call it a sei keves. When it's a baby goat, we call it a sei izim. When they get older, it's called a sheep, it's called a rochel or a rechela, and a goat is called an ayil or an ayala. But when they're a baby, we call them both the same thing, a sei. But if you just say the word sei, what are we referring to? Are we referring to the sheep or the goats? So that is why we have to say a say kisavim and a say izim. Okay, so that's over here is the rachlin, sarachim. Okay, that's what it is over here. And then he goes on to say, Derachlin, so he goes again, it's the feminine thing over here, he goes in Darshan. Ain't the illusion of Vlad Rach, okay, he's like, what does it say? He's in, fine, okay. All right, so we'll leave with that. So far it tells us what we can eat. Zoy Sarim Shar Toichelu, a shar is an axe, a seki sovin, and a se izin. Question, what about eating the adults? This needs to be understood. What about eating? How come the pasuk over here says this is the animal that you should eat? An axe, a shor, which includes the entire spectrum from baby to adult, an egel, all the way to an adult axe. But when it comes to the kisavim, it only says you can eat a baby. What do you mean? Only a sei kivasim and a sei izim, but the halacha is you're allowed to eat also an adult. You can eat a rochel or a rechela, an ayil or an ayala. So how come over here it only says you shall eat a sei kisavim and a sei izim? I don't know. I mamish don't know. This we got to look into. All right, we're going to stop over here. Thank you very much for coming along with me. Have a good night. Lehitra'ot. Hope I didn't put you to sleep. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming, Ms. Glauber. Thank you, Mr. Glauber. It's always a pleasure.